CJLO News, I'm Serena Buljud. On Monday, Bangladesh's Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, resigned and fled in a military helicopter to India after weeks of anti-government protests. Her resignation marks the end of her 15-year-old rule, which protesters described as authoritarian. The Chief of Army Staff, General Waqir-uz-Zaman, stated that a provisional government will be formed and begged citizens to return to nonviolent and peaceful ways. Over the past few weeks, at least 280 people were killed in the protests and thousands were injured. Video reports by local news media showed protesters storming Hasina's official residence, chanting slogans, and celebrating their victory. On Tuesday, Israeli warplanes broke the sound barrier over Lebanon's capital city, Beirut, and its surrounding areas. The planes flew at a low altitude, causing loud detonations and panic among the population. Glass facades were also shattered. This comes 1 week after Israel struck Beirut's southern suburbs, killing one woman and two children. The strike was the latest in a series of exchanges between Israel and Lebanon that has displayed thousands around the border. Canada and a number of other countries have advised their citizens to leave Lebanon as soon as possible because of the escalating tensions there. The Pentagon said it is deploying additional warships and fighter jets to the region in order to defend Israel against attacks from Iran and its proxies. On Thursday, Israel bombed two schools in Gaza, killing at least 15 Palestinians and injuring 30. According to journalist Hind Khoudari's report, many Palestinians remain trapped under the rubble of the schools. Journalist Ibrahim Al-Khalili said that civil defense crews haven't been able to rescue survivors trapped under the rubble due to the lack of tools. The Israeli military justified their attack by claiming that the schools had been used by Hamas commanders to carry out attacks. Khoudari also told Al Jazeera that Israeli forces have targeted at least 8 schools across Gaza in the past 2 weeks. Since October 7th, Israel has killed more than 39,000 Palestinians, wounded more than 91,000, and displaced almost the entire besieged population. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is having a lovely Sunday. Just a disclaimer, if you're tuned in to the radio station, this episode is pre-recorded as, if all goes well, as the episode airs, I'll actually be at my school's rugby team's trials/tryout. So as the episode airs, I will be fighting for my life to make the varsity rugby team. So hopefully that goes well, but I guess we'll see. I'm recording this episode on a Thursday and trials are on Sunday, so still a few days to get back into shape and mentally prepare for that. But anyways, I guess it's something, if you're tuned in and have been listening to my show, I guess now you know that I have other hobbies besides radio and music, and which includes playing rugby, and I adore rugby. But I digress. I'll hop right into the good stuff. I have a lot of cool songs I want to share today. Some bands have reached out to let me know that they're releasing new music, so I can't wait to share that with you guys because they're bands I already loved. So it's great to be able to chat with musicians that are eager to share music with you, and then I in turn share with you guys. So I think that's really beautiful. I think today I'll start off today's episode with Kaput by Destroyer, and then show you guys some surprises and other sounds and music I have in store for today's episode.
Rooms of the world all night. wasting your days, chasing some girls, alright, chasing cocaine through the back rooms of the world all night.
That was Kaput by Destroyer. Up next is Shunk with their recently released single Goblin. I was supposed to see them a while back when they were opening for Cola. Unfortunately, I couldn't go to Cola, so I believe I missed Shunk, but then I heard that there was like all kerfuffle where a different band ended up opening and something. Anyways, so would have missed Shunk either way, even if I could have made it to Cola, but I'm really excited to see them live. I believe one of the performers in Shunk also performs for The Sad. If you guys are tuned in, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw The Sad open for the Wesleys, and that was a totally epic out-of-body experience. It was at Les Cogriffes on a random rainy Wednesday, so it was not as crowded as usual, but I think the energy that they brought into that room was unmatched and just honestly super spectacular to witness. So I can't wait to see Shunk live one day. I believe they have a gig under the Van Horn Bridge overpass, whatever you call it, on September 12th. But anyways, here's Goblin by Shunk, and I hope y'all enjoy it as much as I do. Sorry Snowman with Forgetting Stuff, which I think I forgot the name of that song for a couple of seconds. Sorry, I'm really tired today. It's been a long week. Anyways, that was part of the bit. That was just a bit. I mentioned last week that I saw them live in Montreal and wrote a little article on it, and they're absolutely epic. So I will be playing them again on the station. So enjoy. Forgetting Stuff by Sorry Snowman.
This New Year's Eve is another excuse for my friends to get drunk and for me to kiss you. I step outside for a cigarette and watch a hockey game through a neighbor's window. Day and drinks a lot when he's mad. I finish the rest of my beer and head to the bathroom to clean myself up. I hear you talking down the stairs about how you hate that I drink and you hate that I smoke, and all you want tonight is a New Year's kiss and a quiet ride.
Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. The Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Rock and roll, motorcycles, blues riffs, leather jackets, rock. This ain't your grandma's radio station. Sorry, we only play rock music.
No synths allowed.
CJLO 1690 AM. Nothing but rock.
So right before the ad break, I played Forgetting Stuff by Starry Snowman. And I think for this next segment, I have decided autonomously that I wanted to try this new thing called rambling for fun. I have nothing, no ideas or concepts or opinions that I feel are urgent to share with the masses. I just felt like talking to talk. Just want to hear myself speak. Since I mentioned this earlier, this is a pre-recorded episode, so I'm just talking into a mic in my living room all by myself, which is an interesting exercise to do. If you've never done this before and you're just, you know, regular Joe, I urge you to sit down and just try talking to a mic. It's a very weird thing to do, but then I promise you get used to it. And if you're out there listening and you aspire to make any sort of broadcasting or entertainment which requires you to sit down and talk to a camera or a microphone alone, go ahead and do it. It seems scary at first, but then you get over that weird feeling and pretty quickly. But yeah, anyways, I want to segue into this other thought I had recently that is less random than the thought of the daunting aspect of talking to a mic. Anyways, is the idea or just different things that, like, I'm grateful for in life. And then something I've been, like, working on is looking or reminding myself of the different aspects of life that make life beautiful. And I think one thing that has to directly do with Starry Snowman is the idea of being friends or knowing people that are talented at anything, in this case music, and seeing, you know, them taking that passion and then seeing how that passion grows and, like, how far reaching it's become. Obviously I don't live in Ottawa, but my partner is friends with them, so every time I visit Ottawa I see them, and that's how I discovered that band. But and the times I've, like, seen them and talked to them in a non, you know, non, like, not at a show context, I think it's just, like, really cool when you're, like, talking to someone you know, and then in the back of your mind you're like, wow, like, this person is super good at, like, the guitar, the bass, the drums, or singing, and they're a band, and they're what, they're successful in different ways. I think right now, I think it's totally awesome that Starry Snowman is, you know, doing a tour from Montreal in the Maritimes, and I know it's not an easy thing to do. I'm not an expert. I just have a radio show. I'm not entirely, you know, aware of what goes on, the logistics and the grit and the passion to, you know, start a band and to make music and then to go on tour. But I know it's not easy, so to see someone, you know, accomplish that, I think is amazing. And I don't know, there's, like, a huge something to be said about making music accessible and then seeing, or just, like, the power of music and the arts, and just, like, the way it just shapes life and how it shapes your experience and the way you view the world. But I don't want to get too philosophical. I just wanted to lightly mention it. I think it's one thing to be appreciative of, to all the people that put in the effort to make art, whether it's music or movies or, I don't know, photography, painting, drawing, writing. If you know people that do that in your life, I think let them know that you're proud of them, because it's not easy. And but also, like, I think it's a nice thing to do. And okay, this is my way of saying thank you, Starry Snowman. You guys are epic. Seeing live was beautiful, and continue doing what you do. And this is to, like, every band I've played on the show too. Whenever I meet a band, whenever they're in Montreal, they've been so incredibly nice too. So I think the community that forms throughout the arts is so epic and so nice, and adds a nice flavor to life, if that makes any sense. But yeah, this is my love letter to every musician I've ever met. Keep rocking. You guys are awesome, and quite literally change the way I view life, because I'm listening to your songs during the day, and it makes, you know, my day go quicker, more enjoyable if I'm at work. I love work, but you know how it can be. So yeah, thank you. Anyways, sorry, that was a long, I did tell you guys I was gonna ramble on for a bit. Without further ado, my next song is Comedy by Sasha Kaye. Saw her and her band perform live at Lisca Griff when they opened for Greg Freeman. Absolutely love that opening act. Hopefully I'll get to see them soon. And they actually performed alongside Starry Snowman in Ottawa a few weeks back too. So yeah, this is Comedy by Sasha Kaye. I promise I won't ramble as much in the future. This is a one-off thing. Won't happen again, I promise.
I want your breath and the ambulance, a big red joke. But it comes in and comes.
So that was Comedy by Sasha Kaye. Up next is, okay, I have trouble reading this because I think it's like three words and they just like smash into one, so hopefully I get it right. But okay, this is my first attempt. Out of the Count. Okay, it wasn't that hard, but if you like read the title on like, if you read the title, it can get confusing. Anyways, Out of the Count, Out of the Count by Burner, with I think this was like recently released, and they have a new album coming out soon. I think their next single's coming out August 21st, if I'm correct, and then they'll release the album later, maybe November, October, I'm not sure. Then hopefully, tentatively, they'll be in Montreal in February or March. So this is Out of the Count by Burner. Up next is Hanging Out by Your Star featuring Firebulb Kid and Me. As I mentioned last week, and I mentioned early in the show, I saw Sorry Snowman last Sunday, and Fireball Kid, and your star was part of that lineup, that triple header. And yeah, no, they close off the show, and love the energy. I think it's like hard to find ways to like describe a show, but you know, it was a smaller crowd as Oceaga Weekend, and it was truly just beautiful because you could really just see it was like friends having fun on stage and then also being really good at their craft. But yeah, anyways, this is Hanging Out. Hope you enjoy. Tommy's Party by one of my favorite bands ever, Peach Pit.
Last night I saw you at the bandstand looking pretty slammed. Did you see me feeding all my drinks to Cam? Probably not, I guess. You were quite the mess. And that girl who tagged along there
you. I never caught her name, but she seemed fucked up too. Ooh. From where I sat, she looked to be having fun keeping up with you, just like I used to.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, rats.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
You suck.
You suck more.
So right before the second ad break, I played Tommy's Party by Peach Pit. If you've tuned into this show or if you're a close friend of mine, it's not hard to tell how much I really adore Peach Pit. I think Peach Pit will be that band for me, the one that I think I cherish the most. And I know with time and with, like, life experience and discovering new music, obviously someone, your taste in music changes. Nothing's very linear. Nothing is always the same. But I think for me, Peach Pit will always hold a super special place in my heart. And their songs really always, like, put me in a good mood. Although Tommy's Party is a bit more melancholic, I've heard that they might be releasing a new album soon, and I hope that comes really soon, because I'm really, you know, craving a new Peach Pit album, and with a new album means tour dates, so I hope to see them in Montreal soon. I'm manifesting that. But all that to say is up next is Blue Jay with their song Hard to Know, and I hope you all enjoy. Favorite bands. Up next is another one of my favorite bands, Corridor, which I mentioned last week that I was able to interview and then see live at Le Festif, the festival at Bain-Saint-Paul, north of Quebec City, just an hour north of Quebec City. And I think this is probably maybe the third week in a row that I play a song by Corridor. But that just shows how much I love them, and I've been listening to their recently released album Mimi like every day. I got it on vinyl. I need to get a record player. I need to get on that, because listening to it on vinyl would be great. I'm one of those people that collect record vinyls and still needs to get a record player, but that is a topic for another time. If you guys have any recommendations for a good record player and what to look for in a good record player, let me know. Please let me know. But yeah, this is Jump Cut by Corridor.
Jour sera, il accordera
Close off today's episode. Here is a song I stumbled upon called The Craft by Pottery. I hope you guys all enjoy and have a lovely rest of your Sunday.